B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. Seven-5, the Fanatic.
Exactly.
No, you're right about that, John.
Tomorrow, they're probably working out the details as far as money. You know, like fitting them in the cap.
Well, his contract is, you assume the contract is up after next year.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, Ian, he's got to fit into this year's cap. You got to figure how much.
Yeah, they can figure it out. They can figure that out. That's not going to be a big deal.
And the cap this year's not that high.
The only deal, Johnny, is that he is like, hey, you're taking a risk on what he wants because he's going to want fortune. But I'm just looking to win now. So I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Who cares? You know, listen, we ain't paying him. You know, Jeffrey Lurie's paying him.
Right? I agree.
Franchise worth billions.
Dead right.
Pay the man. The guy's 24 years old. He's going to be a stellar.
He's a cornerstone. Yeah, he's a cornerstone. Yes, dead right, John.
I got you.
Yeah,
I'm in. I'm all in with him.
Yeah, I love it, John. Thank you, man. And CBS Sportsline, you brought it up. They did a story on CBS Sportsline. I just looked it up here, and they say, you know, Jalen Ramsey's available. Jaguars want at least one first-round pick. Here are the top 8 landing spots. And the teams he has in the landing spots are the Chargers. He mentions the Raiders, the Kansas City Chiefs, as a caller earlier alluded to, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Eagles. He mentions the Cowboys, but he couches it. He says, I'm contractually obligated to include the Cowboys when discussing any big-name player because Jerry Jones is willing to go up to top right. And make the team better. And the San Francisco 49ers. So, we'll see. I want him.
We all want him.
But his cap hit this year is not that big.
Listen, there's nothing not to want.
Yeah.
All right? Like, there's no downside to it.
Now, here's his cap hit this year. His cap hit is $7.4 million this year. Next year, it's $13.7 million. But this year, it's $7.4 million. So, that's not impossible.
Right, but the problem is Jacksonville. Like, no, listen, I'm with you. Look, there's nothing not to like, right? Yeah. Like, it's one of those deals where it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're going to keep an eye on this. And again, playing Thursday night could exacerbate this situation for Jacksonville because you don't want a player out there that you think you can really get a first-round pick for and you've resolved yourself to moving on from. You're not going to put him out there in a position to get hurt and then you lose the ability to trade him. You still got the headache.
It's funny
because you have nothing in return.
If I was Jacksonville, I would ask for a one and Sidney Jones.
Yeah. A young
because
player.
I can sell. I got a first-round pick and I got a young cornerback.
Yep. Absolutely. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
97.5, the Fanatic. Big Green giveaway.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download in the App Store or click on parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's keep this really easy since it's the Big Green giveaway. Let's make this hour's keyword the word green. Enter the keyword green on the Fanatic app or at 97.5thefanatic.com or by texting green to 45911 by 115. And we'll call you if you're randomly selected and you'll win $1,000. And also, everyone that enters on our app or website will also be qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest, they're available at 97.5thefanatic.com. So enter the keyword green on the Fanatic app at 97.5thefanatic.com or by texting green to 45911 and do that by 115.
Our Fanatic 5K a day giveaway brought to you by the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook app.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Live, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
Tuesday edition of Bring the Heat. 610-771-9751. Leave the messages there, and you hear them right here.
Yo, I just hate the fact that we go crazy whenever they say, what about a first-round pick? or a corner. We need to have these type of players on this team. Our back end is horrible. We're not getting any pass rush.
If you're not going to get...
Yeah, I mean...
This is simple, right? If you're going to try and use your front four to get pass rush and you don't get it, you need a corner that can stand on an island.
Listen, you're a team that wants to win a Super Bowl, right? So if you're a Super Bowl contender, you have to be in on every difference maker. That's always my rule. I'm not one that always goes, oh, yeah, give them one more. Give them one pick. They're not one pick. Sometimes you need them to build. But you're already there. You're a Super Bowl contender. You're an older team. You know, the Eagles are an older team. You have that kind of player that's out there.
Yeah.
It's a must.
It could change the landscape of your division or your conference if he ends up in it. It really could, because the team that's going after him is a team that thinks they can do something big. So you got to be in the conversation.
Yeah, no doubt Ramsey is great. They don't win Super Bowls with him. He's a drama queen just playing on the other side of the ball. Don't want anything with him.
Wow, I can't disagree more. You know, he may be a drama queen and all, but he can play. And there's plenty of guys like that, plenty of cornerbacks that have won. You got talent. I think you got to look at it differently.
I'm seeing some people tweeted me this quote about this story from Jalen Ramsey that at first he was happy to land in Jacksonville, even though he expected Dallas to pick him with the number four pick when he was in the draft. He said he believes that the Cowboys coaches wanted him, but that owner Jerry Jones bigfooted them and grabbed running back Zeke Elliott. He goes, I'll never play for them unless Jones's leaves. But for much of that 3-13 season, he was miserable.
Listen, he doesn't want to be in Jacksonville. It's too small of a market.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones, he thought he was going to go four, and they ended up taking Zeke. Now, Zeke was a great pick. But he said he'll never play for them for passing him over.
Now, is he really that much of a drama queen? Like, he talks smack, a lot of smack.
Yeah.
That's not being a drama queen. He doesn't want to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they lost their starting quarterback for the next 8 weeks. So he knows they're not going to win this year either. So he wants out. He's not farting in his doctor's face. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think this guy's much of a drama queen. He's just, he talks smack, and I'm okay with that.
He's entertaining as hell.
Yes.
He said if he had like a month to prepare.
He's a bit of a drama queen.
And learned how to ice skate, he could play in the NHL.
It doesn't make me not want him. I don't mind it. Listen, I like flamboyant players. So I have no problem with it.
Just back it up. Yeah, but is he the locker room cancer that we're afraid of?
Yeah, I don't think you need to be afraid of stuff. Sometimes like, guys are like too crazy. But I think he's a hell of a player. I loved it when he came out. You know, remember 2 years ago when he was in all over GQ and he was ripping everybody, all the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, he's a competitor. I think he wants to be great, and that's all I care about.
Be great here.
There's one quarterback he didn't rip in that article.
He loved Wentz.
He loves Carson.
Yeah, you know what he said? Because Carson can. Jalen can.
Jason, why does Mike Miss always bust your chops? Yesterday, he was saying major violation for wearing your communion suit to the first preseason game for the Flyers. Mike Miss, leave Jason alone. Okay.
Okay.
Well, turn on your TV and watch Mikey Miss in the afternoon. You see how he dresses, and he's got the balls to criticize the way I dress? What's next?
Wow! I just saw a promo for a show on the NHL Network, Behind the Glass. If they're still filming this show, you have to make it your personal mission to somehow get in it. I don't care if you're just walking in the background. You got to get in it.
That'll probably... I did one preseason game. I did it last night. I saw the cameras everywhere, whether I end up in the show or not. I'm not doing another preseason game.
What's the show?
Behind the Glass. It's like a 24/7 show.
Oh, really?
It's going to start airing on the 25th. They put the trailer out yesterday. It was just like a lot of practice footage.
So what is it? Who's involved?
The Flyers.
Oh, it's all Flyers?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't know about this show.
Yeah. It's like a 24/7. You'll get a peek behind the curtain. The crew's down there following everybody around. And I saw them there yesterday. I may have gotten picked up, and I definitely ended up on camera. Whether they use it, I have no idea.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, but I'm not doing...
When's it airing?
It starts on the 25th. I think there's four episodes.
All right.
But they're going to go with them to Zurich and to Prague and all that, too. So that'd be cool.
Very cool. That's great. You know what? That's a great job. I'm in on that.
Yeah. I would definitely be in it if I was going to do more
preseason
games.
I didn't know anything about it. You know all about this?
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing.
Yeah, well, they put the Flyers on national television 20 times, and they gave him this behind-the-glass show on NHL, wow, on NBC, NBC, whatever it is.
How about the OK guy coming to your defense? Last I heard, you crushed the OK guy, but the OK guy, yeah, when push comes to shove,
he's got midday loyalty.
Has your back.
Yeah. Mikey Mitch just texted me. He goes, "You can't possibly be serious ripping my wardrobe. I'm dead serious."
Torquay Brownhead, you had nobody safety sitting back just for that Julio Jones play. But other than that, I'm proud how they played, especially with all the injuries they had. I mean, good teams try to find a way to win. It came short. I ain't worried about it. Can you imagine if they had everybody?
Right. And listen, I thought they played their hearts out. The whole team. We were talking about Carson. That Kelsey. My God. Like, that dude. Enough is not said about Kelsey and Lane Johnson and how hard those guys play. Those guys leave it on the field, man. Fletcher is not feeling well. You know he's still banged up. Still going at. Like, those guys along that front, I give those guys major.
Oh, they play hard. And Malcolm Jenkins is laying guys out. Yeah, man, good hits.
Listen, it was a... I like this group a lot. I got to tell you, I like this team. I like them. I like them a lot. I think they play hard. There's only a couple guys that were bad. Like, we know Sam Allen was bad. You know, there's the Institute guy.
He wasn't bad, Anthony Seumalo. He was historically bad.
Right.
Since Pro Football Focus started doing their little exercise on players, on offensive linemen, he graded the worst ever.
Jason of Gabriel, if I saw one more run out of the shotgun on Sunday night, I was going to have to stand up out of my candlelit bubble bath and take a shotgun to the television. Also, Nelson Aguilar has tennis rackets for hands. Looks to me like he needs a lesson on how to catch a ball or two. Perhaps I can help. Oh, my.
That's great.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. One second. Nothing else to say. What else? Is that it? That is that. Let's bring the heat. All right. Good job. The heat was brought today.
Question.
Yeah.
Because Gabriel called.
Who?
Gabriel called. Left a message. Chunis, are you in this week?
Phillies?
Braves? Keuchel part two tonight?
I'll have it on. Baseball show tonight at 6.
There you go.
I'll have it on.
Yeah, Keuchel part two.
Does Keuchel, after he ripped the Phillies management here,
twist the knife?
Does he do it again?
I hope so. I really do.
He should go like Richie Aprile. Then I threw it in reverse.
Here's the thing. So what did we keep on saying? Awesome. Gabe Kapler will probably be on the hot seat if they have a collapse at the end of the year. They're now 5 out.
No, they're done. You're right.
And they still have the series with the Braves. They have the 5 games against the Nationals.
Ugh.
Like, they could... They're 5 out right now.
Here's what you got to root for. And this is all of us that want to see and enact change. The real embarrassment comes if they're below 500.
Oof.
They are 4 games over. If they somehow finish below 500.
14 to go.
And spell fourth place with a PH, that's embarrassing.
They can spell 500 with a PH, too. Under PHIVE.
Oof. That's embarrassing.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
It's in play, you think? 14 games on the schedule left?
Well,
that's you got really bad baseball.
Especially since
you have the 5 against the Nats.
No,
and the Braves.
No, because you're out of it. Like, they know they're out.
Yeah,
they know they're cooked, and then you really get cooked, and you just say, you know, bleep it. My mom was throwing us out of here.
Yeah, leave the car started.
So they could easily lose. Mm-hmm. They could easily fall.
I think these seats are starting to really heat up.
You think so?
Well, yeah, that article from Rosenthal last week was interesting.
Yeah, I don't think the seats are heated up. They're only going to be heated up if John Middleton decides to put a flamethrower on him. And I don't know that he's going to.
It's another collapse?
Well, but the thing in Rosenthal's story that he alluded to, that Gabe was in trouble, but not Klentak. So that doesn't matter to me. I don't care if it's Gabe or if it's not Gabe. If Klentak's still here, the institutional philosophy doesn't change. So do I expect that Klentak's going to go out and hire the right manager? after hiring Gabe?
No, they all need to go. But
yeah, why even give that guy a chance to hire another guy?
I mean, listen, I don't care that you gave the extent. You got to eat that.
Yeah. By the way, the Phillies only have 3 home games left, too. Yeah. The last series of the year against the Marlins. So,
yeah, they're kryptonite.
Yeah, I mean, they're 3 in Atlanta, 3 in Cleveland, 5 in Washington, and then 3 at home against the...
So 3-3-5, so 11, right? So 11 on the road.
Yep.
What are they, 4-7?
I could see 4-7.
4-7, that's get them 1 game above 500.
All right, so let's see 4-4.
82-80.
I'm trying to get 4-7...
So they got to go 3-8.
And then they have to get swept. They're not going to get swept. So you need a 3-8 job, and then Florida come in and take 2 or 3.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
At that point, I'm on the mound. That 3-game series, you got all the call-ups. If you're out of it, they're not going to be pitching Nola at that point.
Now, you go, all right, here's the deal. The thing collapsed for the second year in a row. What's the recourse? Who are we getting?
Well, if we win, we lose.
Who do we look at down below? You know, other than Boehm, who's the guy ready to go?
Well, Spencer Howard needs a look.
Right.
I would love to see Medina because they talk about how great this guy's going to be, and it doesn't seem like he's coming up anytime soon.
He doesn't, and they talk the same way about Sisto Sanchez. Yeah.
Don't we need to start taking a look now? Can we just go to a look now? Yeah, what are we waiting for here?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, real quick, let me tell you that Brittany Heat's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. Find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
All right, time now for the playback. Everybody sit tight. This is where we relive the game, and it was a doozy. As heartbreaking as it was great football. It was tough football. It was body bag-ish. So let's start with the Falcons having taken a 3-0 lead in the first quarter. And this is the moment where you go, did this have a lasting effect on the rest of the half when Carson takes the big hit?
DeSean Jackson just went into the medical tent, so they're working on him back there. Sproles is in the backfield with Wentz on a 3rd down and 8. Corner blitz coming, and to him, but he gets away and then launches it downfield, and it's going to be Trufant who comes away with it. So Wentz avoided the sack coming in from the corner. KZ got to him, but Wentz was able to get it away short, intended for Ortega Whiteside. There, oh boy, Carson Wentz, you know how the last 2 seasons have ended. And there he is holding his ribs. He got Jackson in the medical tent. He got Wentz in some discomfort here.
I was holding my breath, afraid and scared, and I'm still afraid. I may not be petrified, but until I see him practice, I'm still a little nervous.
Yeah, you're a little bit on eggshells.
We talked about that with Jeff McClain, because I think it was a major hit that he took. All right, the second pick by Trufant. Now, was it the rib that was hurting that caused him to throw the ball short? Trufant catches it on the ground? Or was it, and I thought this was going to Ertz on the double move on the back. So let's see. Take a listen.
Wentz dancing, buying time, fires way short, picked off at the 35-yard line. Trufant again. Desmond Trufant, 2nd pick.
All right. Well, a couple things. One, that pick, something seemed shaky, and that appeared to be the ribs. Now, the other thing, which was kind of surprising, was the first one was kind of more like a punt to me, like he was taking a shot. This one was real surprising because it looked like he was, I think that was on cars.
I also think somebody ran the wrong route. I saw Ortega Whiteside was in that area.
He missed by a mile.
And Ortega Whiteside ran a couple of bad routes on that game. So I wonder if there was miscommunication there, too.
Yeah, he went upfield. He should have cut that route off.
Yeah. All right, let's continue. We talked a lot about Ronald Darby. And at one point, NBC put up a graphic on how Darby was being attacked. He allowed 8 catches on 12 attempts for 127 yards and 2 touchdowns. 2 of those incompletions, he was totally beat, but the Eagles blitzed, forced Ryan into overthrows. Well, this one, Ryan didn't overthrow Calvin Ridley in the end zone.
Third down and six. Ryan deep downfield, and it is Ridley for the catch and the touchdown. 34 yards for the first touchdown of the game.
I love Calvin Ridley.
Good player, man.
Terrific player. They have a great receivers, man. They really do. So the Falcons had a 10-3 lead. Eagles offense wasn't doing much, right? The defense, though, steps up when Matty Ice, forcing Matty Ice into a pick.
Second down and 10. And that's intercepted. Sidney Jones with the pick. So Philadelphia with a tremendous break. Ryan tries to go to Sanu off his hand and into Jones's hands for the turnover.
That was big, too, because they Eagles defense, man, that's why I'm talking, lost it all. And like, I know what happened with Julio Jones and the big play that sprung him. But all that pressure, it caused turnovers and allowed them to stay in the game. But then, you know what happened? Things got weird when Carson Wentz was brought into concussion protocol.
Oh, man,
Josh McCown comes into the game. We're freaking out. McCown, though, I mean, everybody goes crazy. He completed three passes. Like, let's stop that he was all of a sudden Frank Reich coming out in the second half against Houston when he played for the Bills. It was two dump offs and a throw to Ertz. Nonetheless, what are you laughing at?
It's comical to me.
Yeah, people going crazy.
Yeah, they're acting like Kurt Warner came off the bench.
All right, so then Wentz comes back. And he throws a seed to Aguilar in the end zone, which he couldn't come down with thanks to the snowshoes hands.
And now you've got Wentz coming back into the game. Can't make this stuff up. Kind of says, I'm finished. I'm exhausted.
So that'll be $100,000 for you.
Yes. Second and 10. Wentz fires and a little high. Aguilar could have come down. Ricardo Allen right here to pop him.
Come on, dude. You got to come down with that. That's why I'm sorry, but I will not have any more Nellies on the show. All right?
No Nellied out. How about O'Nelly?
Because here's the only thing. The only ag I got is the aggravation that Nelson Aguilar caused me Sunday. All right, Eagles are forced to kick the field goal. You remember, it was 10-6. 4-point game. The Eagles get the ball right to start the second half. However, this occurred.
Corey Clement looking for room to the outside. There's one back here. Ball is out at the 32-yard line. And the Falcons come away with it. Sherrod Neishman, number 41, comes away with the football. So Clement on his way to a good run back. And now he is hurt.
Crazy. He was walking up the shoulder, the whole thing. It's a bad turnover. Plays later, Falcons add to the lead.
Second and goal from the 4. Ryan keeps it. Throws. Caught. Jones. Touchdown. Julio Jones. And Atlanta capitalizes on Clement's fumble.
Yeah, and Julio Jones bullied... Who? That's right, Darby into the end zone. All right, the Eagles had to punt again. And then Jim Schwartz said, you know what? We're going to try to win this on this side of the ball. Falcons had a 3rd and 9 from their own 9. And Schwartz set the house.
3rd down and 9. Jenkins comes on a blitz. Pass that field is going to be picked off at the 40-yard line by Darby. So the pressure was on Ryan. And look at this run back. And finally he gets smothered by Julio Jones at the 28-yard line. So all night long they go toward Darby. And this time he pays him back.
There it was. That was huge. By the way, was that not Malcolm Jenkins, but Rodney McLeod?
My boy, Rodney McLeod.
Your boy. After the pick, you can feel the momentum swing a little bit. Birds get inside the 10. But here it is. Game on the line. You get the field goal, you're within 8. Doug says no. Let's go for the end zone.
Snaps it at one on the play clock. Fires. Caught for the touchdown. Nelson Aguilar. So Peterson could have kicked a field goal and made it a one-possession game, but no, sir, that's not his M.O. Down by five.
All right, the play to game from Carson is coming up. We'll do that next. But first, Nat, you got a little something-something? Well, actually, first Jason, and then Nat, you go. So I got lost a little bit there. Really. I'm like into the game. I'm like still rooting, thinking that they can come out and win.
I'm hoping for a different result. I'm hoping that play of the game that you alluded to catches the damn ball.
Well, this is the drive that is the good stuff.
What a great drive it was. 610-632-0975. It is the midday show.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1:32 on the midday show. And we're doing a playback, and we left off the great play. It's worth playing this because the play was so ridiculous. It's Carson, and he's just about to go down, heading to his knees, and he uncorks a strike. Take a listen.
Wentz looks the other way, somehow gets away for the moment, goes under pressure and gets it away complete to the 12-yard line to Hollins. I'm telling you, he looks so much like Roethlisberger has through the years, somehow escaping.
Guys hanging off him.
And then they take the lead, play it. They take the lead, and we think this is it.
Thrust himself forward for a first down.
I would think they're going to go right back to the sneak again. Nobody stopped Carson Wentz yet on this sneak.
Jordan Howard is the back once again. You're right, and he goes. Touchdown.
It's good work by Collinsworth.
Yeah, he exploded on that sneak, by the way.
And Collinsworth was dead on throughout the whole broadcast, by the way.
He did a nice job.
He really did. All right, you know the rest. Shall we torture? I don't want to torture the rest.
I don't want to hear it again.
I don't want to hear the drop by Aguilar. I don't want to hear the Ertz. I don't want to hear about Julio going the distance. I don't want to hear about the drop. I don't want to hear about Ertz not getting deep enough.
Yeah.
You know the rest.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone.
Yeah, good idea. Let's go to Jake in Newtown Square on the Fanatic. Hey, sorry. Jake, you there?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, Jake.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, boys. So, being a safety scout, I agree. Last week I heard what you guys had to say after I called. I was a little too nice, but I think this week, if I were to rate the safety group, or at least the D-backs as a whole, I think it's fair to say, minus Darby, that they played very well as a group. It was awesome to watch Schwartz mix it up more than almost ever compared to what he normally does. Anthony, you actually brought up the double blitz that he brought with Malcolm and Rodney. And the pressure he was creating with them, Malcolm was all over the field. He was forcing fumbles. He was pressuring Matt Ryan. He was forcing early throws. The one touchdown that Darby gave up, finally, after getting burnt twice previously, some of that, I would argue, is a little bit on Sendejo as well, I feel like, because he's the high safety to that side of the field. I feel like he came forward and drifted forward too far on a shallower route, which Michaels or Sims picked up on in the game when they were broadcasting. But overall, I think the team on defense played very well, and Sydney, I think, played a great game in terms of tackling and coming up and making a stop. He did, I think, okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right about that. They think
like the one hit he had on Hooper specifically, I think that just shows his aggressiveness and his willingness to make a tackle. Unlike his counterpart across the field, he looks like he couldn't jump in the ocean to say, make a tackle or anything. It was just like simple little sidesteps and stiff arms, and the receiver he was trying to tackle, he couldn't bring him down at all. Darby couldn't.
No, you're right. Listen, I think he made a good report by you.
Excellent work. You weren't as kind as you were last week.
No, it was good.
Let's go to, you want to check in with Ty in Camden? Since he called yesterday under a fake name. What's up,
Hello?
Ty? What's up,
hey,
Ty?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Why'd you call yesterday under a fake name? Dude, like, we'll put you on, but you just got to call and be, you know, transparent about who you are.
What are you talking about, man?
Don't play the game with me, Tyrone. I didn't just fall off the turnip truck and hit my head on the way down. I fell off the bench. My kid's bench the other day, and I'm banged up. But I'm not dumb.
It's my first time calling this year, man.
Come on. Dude, come on. If you want to treat me like I'm an idiot, come down here and just treat me like an idiot.
Oh, man, come on. I ain't called for that. Come on. I know, but you know what I called for?
Okay, when
my
you
call. Annual 16-0 prediction, baby.
Dude, you're 2 weeks late, Holmes.
16-0. Do you want to take the bet?
You got to make the. You got to. If you're going to call with that prediction, you don't wait till they go 2-0 to do it.
Just take the bet. Yes.
Can you? Okay, what's up, Tom? What's up,
brother? Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it.
All right. Donations, you know, charity. Yeah. Yeah.
Does he ever pay up?
Now, I did. You could do the research. Y'all keep saying I didn't, but I did.
I never told you you didn't.
No, somebody else said it. I think it was
whatever.
I'm going to need to see some receipts.
Well, yeah, just do the right thing. You know what to do.
Yes, sir. Now. Could y'all finally admit, man, the boy Dak Prescott is better than Wentz? Come on.
Just stop. Why are you such an idiot?
Listen.
Idiot? Look at the stats.
See, that's why you're an idiot. Because you go by stats.
Ty.
Use your eyeballs, Ty.
Okay, 400 yards the first week. Almost 400 yards the second week. 7 touchdowns.
Again, you're citing stats on me.
All right, what else you want me to go by? Interception? He threw one interception.
Now use your eyes. Who's a better quarterback? Will Dakota Prescott ever be considered for an MVP?
Carson Wentz looked like he'd been in a fight. Man, that man is terrible. He's going to get... Nah, I ain't going to say it this year, but he's not going to last the whole year.
Let me just ask you one question. Let's have a conversation. Let me ask you one question. Will Dakota Prescott ever be considered for an MVP candidate?
Yes! What does it look like this year? Come on, now. The boy ran for 40 yards. Your boy can't do that
against the Redskins. Dude, he's not the best player on offense.
When we beat the Giants
Elliott is the best player on offense.
Elliott? Did he have 100 yards this year?
It doesn't matter against bad teams. These are bad teams, Ty.
Because Elliott didn't have 100 yards, he's not a better player than Dak Prescott?
No,
you're dumber than
not.
I thought.
Last week, we beat the Giants. Y'all can't. Oh, it was the Giants. And we played the Redskins. The Redskins better.
And the Redskins stunk.
The Redskins.
Yeah, the Eagles beat the Redskins, and the Redskins stunk.
Yo, y'all fan base is the...
Dude, I'm getting dumber listening to you. And I can't afford to get dumber. All right? I'll be honest. I don't have the brain power to piss away brain cells. And you're killing mine.
How about on the text board? Taste cake, Dom. Kill, 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 kill!
Thank you, Dom. Where were you 2.5 minutes ago? You like these Cowboy fans. I don't know what's wrong with you. I think you hit yourself in the head with a brick.
No, I like the tete-a-tete.
How can you like that?
After a while, it gets numbing. Like you waited too long to bang him. Like the minute when he's going on about Wentz, the quarterbacks, like, you know, listen, let's be real. My man doesn't know the game that well. I mean,
you were right about that.
He watches the game. He's like,
I don't think you've ever said anything more right.
You know, he just doesn't really know the game as much as, you know, you would expect him to. Since he watches every week. But whatever.
It's funny, though, because...
But I do enjoy the back and forth to a point.
When
they get silly is when you go, all right, no, now's enough.
You know when they get silly? When we say hello.
No, because...
Is there any way he goes in, how about the Dakota Prescott?
Yeah, but there's a charm about Tyrone. Like, I do. He's got a little bit of a charm.
Well, let me know when you find it. I'd love to see it, because I don't see the charm. I see an idiot troll.
Yeah, like he's a bitch, but he's not good at being a troll, which makes it charming. You know what I mean? It's like, he's not good at it. he's not really an a-hole. Like, some of those guys are a-holes. He's not really. He's not that.
Yeah. No, see, like, Captain Cowboy, I think, is at least a dignified human.
Yeah, well, he's got
Tyrone.
He's got some wits. Captain Cowboy got some wits about him.
Yeah. Tyrone and Camden, he's got an a-hole, the quotient, the a-hole quotient.
No, I don't think it's less the a-hole and more the dimwits.
Okay, the numbskull dimwit.
Yeah.
He's got the dimwit gene?
A little bit. Not all together, but just a little bit.
Is he a fan of the other teams?
I don't know.
Is he a Sixer fan?
I have no idea. I hope not.
Because I'd like to use his head to ring the bell at a Sixers game.
Yeah.
Gong.
He's an able soul.
Able to annoy. 610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show. Top of the hour. Mikey Misses got you on Tuesday. Sal, Sal. Tuesdays with Sal today.
Oh, I love Tuesdays with Sal.
Absolutely.
It'll be interesting to see if Mikey said he texted you. Said Mikey texted you?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
That my wardrobe will be a topic of conversation.
I bet so I didn't realize.
I got some great tweets from people regarding
from the Louse.
Yeah.
The preseason hockey banter yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it was exciting last night, let me tell you. 610-632-0975, Midday Show, 97.5.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Quarter of two. Something tells me that Mikey Miss and Jason are going at it right now. So,
Chill Louse.
Go see if they're doing it. I want to report.
They're not. I just checked. He's not back there.
He's not?
No. I can't find him.
You sure? How'd you check that fast?
I ran out. I had to find Jason for something.
I thought for sure he was going to be out there. I thought those guys are going at it.
Nah, he's probably in the bathroom.
You have to listen to Mike Miss show today. You should always. But it'll be even more fun. Tom in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. You all right?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Tommy?
No, man, long time.
Miss you, man.
About Ramsey, man. Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, Jalen, I would give up a one this year and a one next year, to be honest with you, because if you're a contender, what are you picking, 26 through 32?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not, it could be an impact
player. You collect great players, right. You're in it to collect great players.
Right. That's what New England does. New England trades out the first round every year because they don't even value that pick. They just want to get assets for later on in the draft and, pick up more picks later in the later round. So I would definitely do that. And what I would do, I would move Douglas back to safety. I mean, I think he can be a free safety in the future for this team.
I do too.
Instead of a corner,
I agree.
Just because he has the height, he follows the ball good, and he can tackle. To me, McLeod is slow, and I think he's a liability in coverage, and he's really not that sure of a tackler either.
I don't think he's any. I think he's half cucked.
But I don't even know if he's fully recovered from that injury. So I would do that in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? That's a given. And that'll make our team. I mean, this way, you have Jones on one side, him on another side. I mean, that's a good set of corners right there. And I don't know if they're not a press.
I like Maddox too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, slot guy, right. I mean, and, I would just press to cover it, these receivers. You see what happened in the second half when they did that. They really didn't beat them down the field on anything. They put pressure on and everything else, but this would be a great signing if they can pick trade for this guy.
I know, so I agree. I like Douglas as a guy against taller receivers too.
Yeah, exactly. And you see what he did in press. He was, he's physical. He's a physical. But what he lacks in speed, he makes up for him.
Yeah, a little attitude too. I love that.
Yeah, sure he did. He was battling with Julio at the line, man. I mean, that's what you want. you know. So
I like it.
You know,
I like it, Diamond. I like it, brother. See you, buddy. Jalen.
Everybody seems.
Let's get Jalen.
Everybody seems to have this vibe that Rasul Douglas would be a good guy to move to safety, except the Eagles. They seem resistant to it.
I know. Listen,
you know why?
I always said that. They like Maddox as a potential move
to safety over Rasul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Maddox has better cover ability than Rasul does.
But I got news for you. Maybe they look at Maddox and go, that, you know, because Malcolm was converted corner.
Yeah. You got to be able to cover as a safety.
Slot. Malcolm's such a valuable player because he can cover the slot, too. He turned out to be a really, really good player.
Yeah. Remember that signing at that time? It was between him and Jarius Bird.
Yeah, we all wanted Jarius Bird.
Yeah. And
T.J. Ward, too, right?
Right. Yeah, there was three guys.
But T.J. Ward, everybody knew that T.J. Ward was more of a box safety. And where the game was going, even I remember saying the same thing. Like, he's a box guy. They don't need a box guy.
Now, Jarius Bird, is he even still in the league? I don't even think he. And Malcolm's been here
hurt.
A while.
He got hurt bad. He got hurt in a bad way.
Yeah, and the thing is too is after Dawk left, you're always looking for the replacement for Dawkins. And I'm not saying that Malcolm Jenkins is Dawk, but he's been a very good safety for this team, leader on the team defensively for a number of years now.
You know who's Dawk?
Pickup.
You know who Dawk is? Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams is Dawk, man. In fact, he even said it last night. Who's Booger even said it on the broadcast. He just reminds me of Brian Dawkins.
Yeah.
And he was cracking guys. Like, he's the only guy who can play on the Jets is Adams. I remember thinking, well, he reminds me of Dawkins, and sure enough, Booger said it, too.
Did I see something that he wants out, too, of the Jets? I think somebody said
He apparently unfollowed the Jets.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Accounts, but he also wasn't following them to begin with.
No. It says that he unfollowed the Jets on Instagram and removed them from his bio.
He was asked about it. He said, I never followed them to begin with.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I don't know.
We put so much into these guys and who they follow. If they follow the team. And then you got guys like this idiot Antonio Brown out there unfollowing the Raiders and unfollowing Derek Carr.
Listen,
and it becomes reporting.
But that came from LeBron. LeBron started that.
All right. Let me tell you real quick. We're going to get to Mikey Miss in a moment, but stay tuned for that. And I got to tell you about Window Nation right now, right? Is that what I'm telling about, Andrew? Was Window Nation? Or Conkerville Nissan? Excuse me. I'm all over the place here today. Well, you know, I've been buying all my cars from Conkerville Nissan for years and years and years. And the reason why I buy them all there is because I keep going back. And Conkerville Nissan, buying all the cars there has made me and my family very happy. And it's nice to do business with a dealership that's in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. And that's not just a saying. It's actually a real culture that every employee has adopted. In September, it's your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. Plus, save big on the Nissan models everyone's talking about. How about the Rogue? I'm driving that. Murano, Altima, Sentra, Pathfinder, all 0% financing for 36 months. So if you're looking for a truck with America's best warranty, how about 5 years, 100,000 miles? September's Truck Month, 0% financing on the truck you want and need. So get the Conkerville Nissan before the selections of 2019s are gone. It's Conkerville Nissan on 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. And remember, Conkerville cares. Mikey Miss up next at Handoff, as always, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.